From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study that we started yesterday on not forsaking the church. Let me ask you a question as we begin the program today. Are you a Christian? I trust that you said yes. If you said no, then I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, remembering this, that the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never yet trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now to simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you mean that, He will save you. But the question is, as a Christian, are you involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church? I trust that you are because the Lord wants you to be involved. As I mentioned yesterday, good Christians will go to a church that is preaching and teaching the Word of God. In fact, I also mentioned yesterday that if Jesus Christ went all the way to the cross for you and me, we should be willing to go to church for Him. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, we find a verse that is really in the context of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on our behalf. Jesus went to the cross and suffered and bled and died for us. And because of the fact that Jesus Christ went to the cross, we should draw near to God with a true heart, as it says in Hebrews 10:22. We should hold fast the profession of our faith, as it says in Hebrews 10:23, and we should consider one another and provoke one another unto love and good works, as it says in verse 24. But then it says in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. I want to share with you this week five concepts about this idea of not forsaking the church. First of all, church attendance is a component. Secondly, church attendance is a command. Thirdly, church attendance is a concern. Number four, church attendance is a cause. And then number five, church attendance is a continuance. First of all, church attendance is a component. And I just want to say to you very, very clearly today that forsaking the church shows the lack of appreciation for the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It truly does. And thus, a real component, a true component, a biblical component of our Christian life, if we are going to live the Christian life effectively and to the honor and to the glory of God, is the component of going to church. Now, certainly, every Christian should be involved in prayer and Bible reading every day. Those are two very important components. We should be involved in sharing our faith and soul winning on a consistent basis. Indeed, those are important components. But attending church is a very significant component for Christian living. And if you are forsaking the church today, number one, not only are you going against the will of God, and going against the will of God is sin, but you are also not living up to what God expects you to live up to as it relates to your involvement in the local church. You know, as we study the Scripture, we find that the Word of God teaches us in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 that Christ predicted that he would build his church. And then it tells us in Acts chapter 20 and 28 that Jesus Christ died for the church. Going beyond that, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23 teaches us that Jesus Christ has a body on earth, and his body on earth is the church, his body. And so if Christ is building the church and Christ died for the church and the church on earth is the body of Christ, we should be involved in the local church. We truly should. And so church attendance is very much a very, very significant component of the Christian life. The second point that I want to bring out to you, though, is this. The church attendance is a command. It's not only a very significant component in the Christian life, but it is a command. For it says here in verse 25 of Hebrews 10, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Now, this concept of forsaking simply means to abandon or to neglect. To abandon or to neglect. And unfortunately, we are living in a day and time when so many people are abandoning the local church. What about you? Let me just ask you a question today. This is Tuesday. Where were you 2 days ago? As a Christian, did you go to church? Or were you out on the lake or at the beach or at some kind of a sports event? Or maybe just home because you didn't feel like going to church. Listen to me carefully. And I am certainly just relating to you what the Word of God says. If you claim to be a Christian and church attendance is sparse, then, beloved, you're living in sin. You are living in sin. Because the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And so, don't abandon the church. Don't neglect the church. Be involved with the local church. Christians are to be regularly assembling together. And as we study the Scripture, we find that this is something that was practiced down through the early days of the church and, of course, down through church history. We see it by way of example. Turn to Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, if you would, please. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, and notice what the Word of God says in this particular verse. It says, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight. He preached a long time. But you see, they gathered together on the first day of the week. And so what they did was set the example. From the time of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave, particularly after the church was born and established there in Acts chapter 2, Christians would gather together on the first day of the week in order to commemorate the resurrection of Christ. That's why we get together on Sunday. That's why we call it the Lord's Day, because we are commemorating the resurrection of Christ. Every time we get up on a Sunday morning and go to church, we are saying to the Lord Jesus, thank you for going to the cross for me. We find that the disciples came together on the first day of the week. And you know what? If we are a true disciple of Jesus Christ today, we'll do the same thing. But not only do we see that this concept of coming together on the first day of the week was an example set by the early church, but it is also seen by way of implication in the teaching of the Apostle Paul. For instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2, we find these words where Paul says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Paul was saying that on the first day of the week, go to church and give your offering. Certainly, we find today that many people don't go to church anymore, and I'm talking about Christians, and then there are a lot of people who do go to church and don't give their offering unto the Lord. That's a study for some other time. But church attendance is a command. The Bible says, don't abandon the church. Don't neglect the church. Now, there are many ways we can neglect the church. We can neglect the church by not praying for it, by not giving to it financially, by not encouraging it and encouraging others and encouraging the pastor and so forth. But what we are talking about here in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 is our actual attendance. Listen to me very carefully, beloved. Godly Christians will be church-going Christians. Did you hear that? Try not to explain it away, because Hebrews 10:25 says, go to church. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Go to church. And that's why I say godly Christians will be church-going Christians. And some of you have been out of church for a long time, haven't you? You left the church for one reason or another. You've not been back for years. And you wonder why it is that even though you know that you know the Lord, you wonder why it is God is not blessing you. Well, it's because you are forsaking His church that is being built by Christ, His church for which Christ died, His church which is the body of Christ on the earth. It's time to get back to church for many of you. Maybe you can start this coming Sunday. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study on not forsaking the church. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. It's important that we understand these things from the pages of Scripture. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.